Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
That's so funny. I want my song to be played and they change something on us. But maybe we'll do. Okay, we'll play. Oh, we don't. We'll. Hello, I love live radio. Okay, sun is going down. I love my own song and I like to hear my voice, but today somehow somewhere didn't start playing. Then I need to think about this, but I don't like it. I'm blonde, like people say, and thinking sometimes under the pressure, don't like it. Anyway, we started our show very unusual way. We have beautiful, beautiful day in Los Angeles, and I have studio filled with guests, and I will say the energy will be pretty unusual because the star arrived. Star, and I'm saying big S-T-A-R. big name when it comes to my own country, Stan Boris. This is the name that everybody knows. Everybody loves this artist. Loves his voice, loves history. When we look back and look to the future, this name is still very, very strongly recommended all around my country and now in America. Then having the pleasure to have Stan Boris with us on LA Talk Radio on Accent On show that brings every week on Monday people with different accents. And when I have Polish people, everybody knows I'm going crazy because I'm Polish. How can I not love our guest today? Yeah, we have four wonderful guests in our studio and they all are from Poland. But they live in America many years, including me. Then I will be saying five guests. Then I think let's start our show maybe for introducing our guest. Normally, I am the most blonde person in the studio, but today, on my right side, I have a gorgeous lady with me, and she is just very, very hot. And not only hot, she's very smart, and she's a manager of Stan Boris. Then we know that being smart, beautiful, and blonde, that's power, I think, especially in America. What do you think, Anya? What is your name?
Hello, my name is Ania Malady. I'm from New York and Poland, so I welcome here in LA.
Oh my gosh, Ania, your name is very unusual. Melody?
It's Malady.
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 What is this name?
The name is Irish name.
Woohoo! Okay, now we know a little bit more about you.
I was married once.
No problem. I was married twice. You know what? Life is what life is. That's what life is. And you have a good name.
Yes, I love this name.
I needed to get rid of mine. And for many years, I just decided to have stage name. And I think I was smart. I was smart to just decide that Europa is a good stage name for me. I'm from Europe. And I'm a singer with funky accent. Sometimes DJs on the radio, they were like, eh, she's got an accent. In moment when I add Europa, they said, whoa, she has an accent. Yes. You know, that's changed very much. So, and I like that because really we are Europeans. We feel, I think, deeply connected with Europe. Yes. Now, next to you, we have another gentleman. Oh boy, I don't want to say. I need to just describe for people who listen to our radio. But if they want to see us in 1 hour, everybody, please switch to video channel on LA Talk Radio because we will be on a camera. And again, Accent On TV, the best of Poland and Europe and the rest of the world. Today will be taped and all of us, all of five of us and six maybe, who knows, will be in a studio and we are cool looking people. Okay, another guest. cool-looking person, really good-looking gentleman, and I'm so proud to introduce you. I am surprised that I met you, but in a way, I'm very, very excited because your heart beats very strongly for everything what is Polish, and you are deeply involved with talking about Polish culture, and you are doing something about that. Then I need to find out more, because of this I had no idea you are coming, but now I really am proud to have you in my on my show. Okay, what is your name?
My name is Marek Brzeszcz.
Everybody repeats Brzeszcz. That's what we do.
Very simple to pronounce in America.
I don't think so. Probably
American
nobody.
People love that.
They laugh. Well, Americans are sweet. They really try to speak our language, and they just, it's like skrzypce. How cool. Nobody can say it's skrzypce. My daughter was so popular when she started teaching half of class. Say skrzypce, and then she described it as violin, which is so easy. So what's going on, you know? But yeah, people love this, and I think skarpetki, skrzypce, everything what is S.
Pszczoła.
Pszczoła, yes. We'll be teaching little Polish, I think, maybe on a camera. We'll have some laughs. Okay, Mareczko.
Yes.
You are here with our big star and your beautiful wife. I would love to introduce your wife to us. If you can come closer to microphone, you don't need to have headphones. You just need to say hi to all of us, okay?
Yes, hi everybody. I'm Halina Brzeszcz. We came with our
big star
Stan Boris.
Big.
Oh, Halinka, I just found out that you are a working lady from San Diego. And your job is pretty important, okay? You're like saving people's life sometimes. Okay, maybe, could you explain what you're doing here? Because I am so proud of Polish people. We all really are creating the America, who America is right now. And I think we don't ask people what accent they have from if we need to go to some good hospital and just asking Halinka to help us. They just want to know if you're good, what you're doing. And I think you're good.
I don't know about if I'm good or not, but...
Yes, you are.
Oh, you'll be not working in hospital, probably.
Yeah, I work in a pathology lab as a histologist.
Yes.
We help the doctors make diagnosis for people with, you know, different kind of diseases. Most of them are cancers. So I'm the one who prepare the tissue for them and, you know, help them make the diagnosis.
Oh my gosh, look at you people. How proud we are to have you here around.
And you know,
how many years?
Job.
How many years you are
it's
working?
It's been 25 years already.
Oh, honey, you must be so good. They will never keep you there.
I like my job, you
of
know.
Of course. We love you for
important.
What you do. We love you, of course. And I would love to one day talk to you about this because sometimes we are talking about cancer survivors.
People.
Yes, and I just read a few good things about discovering new ways of treating breast cancer. And they just claim that in a few days you really can just cure somebody. And I even sent myself a link, but I had no time to read yet. But yeah, we talk serious stuff a lot. We have great people coming and talking about that too. Then now you can call in if you are not in LA and we will talk a little more.
All right.
That's beautiful. Really nice to have you here and nice to meet
Thank you.
Oh my gosh,
me.
What nice a nice
you.
Marriage. Yay, how many years you are both married?
33
years married couple. This is hot. Hard even in Poland, in Los Angeles, in Hollywood, never happens. Okay? Then we are so, so proud. You have two children, yes?
Yeah, we have two children.
Boy and girl, yes?
Yeah. My our daughter is 32 and our son is 30 years old. So they both, you know.
We like old couple.
Yeah. No, right now they're Americans. Obviously,
yeah,
they have Polish roots. But,
but they do speak Polish still, perfect Polish.
I just love you for that.
So
you
they
know?
Speak good Polish, and of course, you know, they involve in everything what's going on over here, but they still have strong Polish background.
That's beautiful. That's wonderful. Yeah, I cannot wait. My daughter fell in love with my country too, and you know, she's half American, half Polish, but Europe and Poland. She really loves my country. I'm so proud. Some of this, the little tiny places there seems like not so flashy. She loves them the most. She thinks they have the most character, and she feels like in home. She said, "Mommy, I want to go back. And food for Americans, Polish food." she loves it. Then we are happy to have children who love part of our, you know, where we are coming from. I need to talk a little bit to the star. It's so funny because he's supposed to be the first one that we introduced. But I think we just make this special announcement.
I wait.
I know. Sometimes you need to wait for the biggest applause ever. Like, okay, but now.
Thank you, Stan.
Boris. Mm-hmm. I mention again, you are one of the biggest stars in Poland. You are the... we are now here to really... Talk the truth.
I don't
speak
like
the truth.
To talk like that about it.
But you know, in America, is a hierarchy of people also that build their own careers. And to calling somebody here star, you need to have a reason for that. And I think in Poland, if you say Stan Boris, everybody calls you a star. We love you in my country, in Poland. We love you here, probably too. Stan Boris, how many years you are not in Poland?
Actually, I came here in 75, 1975, and I stayed for 30 years. Then I moved back.
Long vacation.
Yeah, moved back to Poland. And since that, I'm coming every year because I, through New York and San Diego, when my soul brother, Marek Brzesz, is living, and I have my nest of bird nest over there, and lots of friends all over.
The bird nest, we will be talking about this a little bit. I think, Anya, you will describe Marek, because you build this bird nest for him. It's like amphitheater in your own place that you build specially for this beautiful, wonderful star. You know, Stan Boris, if you would like to describe your style of music, that's always the hardest when it comes to singers, songwriters, mm-hmm. because you are mm-hmm. both. You are writing your lyrics, you are co-writing music to your songs, and sometimes people just write songs for you.
Second book of poetry also?
Yes.
Actually, I don't know what to say about myself.
I understand that.
Usually, I like to hear what people say about me, bad or good, but I don't know.
Do you like a description? Because I'm sure, especially Anya, who is your manager, and she probably, when she organizes concerts for you, mm-hmm. people know what they will be hearing, what type of music this will be, and they must call him some ways. Is this the poet? How? Yeah, because you mentioned poet. Is this bard? What they call him?
When we start to promote Stan music, definitely people know him from old songs, from the old hits. And he's composing and recording new songs every year. Also, he's writing poetry, and he's trying to do something every year. So every time he does something, we have to promote that and show it to the public. So this way, when we come to United States for having a little vacation, we always try to combine it with work. And this way, we can have both. So I'm the one who is... organizing the tour, every place we go, we try to have a concert.
And I know for lots of American stars, bringing new music is always tough. You know, even in Vegas, the biggest stars, they just really need to sing the old hits. That's what people want to hear. But we, as an artist, we always want to sneak something new.
That's what I do, but I'm trying to cut. Or change, because we have different music, different equipment right now. So a few of my songs I still do, but I'm very deep in new music and something what I do right now. But you people from radio station, from television, you should know better.
I agree.
Or help better. Or
I agree.
Or bring these songs to new people. How to make a hit? Play it every hour.
I know. We know that it's not easy in America. Not is in Poland to create heat.
But excuse me, you asked me about my how can I
describe yourself? Yeah,
myself. I started when that early rock and roll in Poland in the middle of 60s, and everybody was crazy about American rock and roll.
Yeah.
We were trying to not really copy them, because it is very hard to copy American music, and especially American rock and roll, which I love. Up to date now, but I think my style would be connection between the band I have 8 people in the band and symphonic orchestra, which is rock, which is like symphonic rock. So I still do that symphonic rock right now, and I'm working on a concert of my band and symphonic orchestra when I go back to Poland.
Okay, then we have two worlds that you need to fill with music. When you are in Poland, obviously, I know, I'm sure you need to give people also what they want to hear, and they are probably very open-minded to listen to new songs. In America, you are new artists every day, you know, then I think I think any of your new songs, they are great songs and we need to play them. Then we have 4 today that I would love to play. You said that you would like to start from the song that is called, everybody repeats, Szukam Przyjaciela, which is not newest song, but yeah, please
explain
it.
First, the song was actually written by a friend of mine, musician, who we had some request to write a song in a rhythm called Onda Nueva. Okay. So my world premiere was in Caracas, Venezuela, and I was singing with a big orchestra over there. Onda Nueva means new wave. So the song was, but I think in Poland the song is like a cult. A cult, because it's got some lyrics about, not really Szukam Przyjaciela, it's not that I'm looking for a friend, but the friend who can, in this world we live, it's very hard to find a friend who can give you a hand when you need it.
You are right. So right. It's so funny because I'm a Polish person living in America for 25 years. I love this country. We all love America and we love our country, but creating the friendships, this is something above any countries. It's just, you don't know where this friend will pop up and will really be one. Then seeing you and Marek really calling themselves soul friends, soul brothers.
Yes.
I would love to know a little bit more about that. But I think this is the best time to play Szukam Przyjaciela.
Okay.
I'm looking for a friend. And I think we all can relate to this topic. Right. I'm looking too. Hello, friends. We need a lot of them. Thank you for downloading and listening to Accent On with Ilona Europa. Szukam Przyjaciela, Stan Boris.
Yeah.
wow, this voice, heart, it's so good. You know, the word heart is in LA very popular, but really, you know, it's very, very relevant. You really sound so, so good. I'm hoping people who listen to our show, and I know that the show is listened all around the world, not only in USA, they will find your vocals so attractive and strong, and knowing what is the song about, I think, yeah.
Looking for a friend.
Really, we are looking for the friends.
Thank you.
Yes, Halinka, do you?
No, nothing.
Oh. Okay, because we can hear you talking. Yes, we recorded your conversation. Anyway, that's good. In a cool way, we met today, first time, everybody, and you don't know anything about me, then I would love to also introduce a little bit myself.
Now we ask you.
To you, back for 2 minutes. I'm a singer-songwriter also, and I left Poland 25 years ago. Had the pleasure to sing with many orchestras in Poland in the time when our country was doing very well and not so well. Then, obviously, I started my life in America, and I had my own child in Poland, one child here, and then I'm doing my dream in America, but trying always connect with a lot of Polish artists and people, and I'm bringing them to the studio. We have great friend that put us together. His name is Adam Abramek, which I think one of the songs, next songs that we'll be playing, was composed by Adam Abramek, which is so cool because Adam is just writing to me, hi Adam, and we are working with a few American stars, young stars that will be really developing, and they are pretty developed already. Mm-hmm. But how amazing is that we don't know each other, but we really know each other. We know some people that are in America, in Poland, working together. What I'm saying, this world is crazy right now. We can live two worlds here and there because of internet, because of radio like this. Everybody can fall in love with us and our art. And then I'm hoping you will get thousands, if not millions of fans after the show. Everybody, please change to video channel. Mm-hmm. In 35 minutes, we'll have Stan Boris and the rest of his friends, and I'm his friend, hopefully, right now, from today, too. And you can all see our faces and how we react and act to certain things when we talk. Okay, then I will play on maybe a little bit of my voice because I'm talking, I'm singing. But I think I'm good too. Then maybe short part of Easy Come, Easy Go, which seems like that's motto in my life. Everything comes easy and then freaking even easier goes and leaves me. Then it's sad, but I think it's a strong song. And knowing that you, in a way, in the beginning, you were the rocker, you will probably say, okay, that's not so bad song. Cool, Ilona. Let's play a little bit.
Okay, Ilona.
Okay, Ilona Europa, Easy Come, Easy Go. Let's play it.
I believe I didn't mean to hurt you when I said, maybe you are not so right about the other day. I believe we've reached the point of no return this time. Anyway, I believe you didn't mean to hurt me when you said, sometimes love's a game we play in many different ways. I believe I tried to understand you this time.
Boy, the love story. Everybody has broken
Bravo,
hearts.
Bravo, Ilona. Very updated Ilona. Song and very good electronics and everything.
You're
sounds
right.
great. We call congratulations.
This, I'm happy because I create a style right now that is really unusual and called Rocktronica. Uh-huh. And honestly, the whole album is finished and is produced by Josh Harris, who is a pretty good producer of lots of big names in America, very big names. And he just got, he said, oh, that's cool, he's an electronic artist, but then he mm-hmm. liked the twist. He said, okay, if you want a little rock, let's see what we can come up with. And that's what we created, the whole album. But this song is my favorite because it's just my life story and sometimes I'm playing that.
Yeah.
Anyway, we were talking about friendships. Yes. We are talking Adam Abramek. Mm-hmm. We were talking about Marek. What's going on with this brotherhood, both of you? How both of you met? How did you both meet? Long story.
A long Who? Story.
Yes.
I moved to Nevada because I thought that if I'm starting new life again, I should start from scratch, okay. from zero. And after all my turbulences in my life...
I would like to know a little bit about that, but maybe we'll leave this for video channel. Woo-hoo-hoo, if you want. But, you know, so, I don't mind. I always say everything what's bad and good in my life. But whatever you like to say, we'll keep people guessing for the video show. If they want to know, switch for the channel. Nevada? Why Nevada? Dry and hot and
yes,
spiders and Vegas.
At that time, I needed to warm up my body and my soul. So I thought that I'm close to Las Vegas, which is actually the capital of gambling. But for me, it was something else. I was trying to recover. I was trying to find my new way in my life. Mm. So I stayed over there, and I was also...
How long did you stay in Vegas?
Around 3 years.
3 years, a long time ago?
3 years. Yeah, it was in 2001. And,
oh, okay. Yeah.
That's and then long time. I met the guy who came to buy cars over there. So I am a freak of new cars and new sporty cars. So he said, come to California, maybe you can sing in our place for my friends, to our people. So, and he said, too hot for you in Nevada, in Las Vegas. I will build a house, a huge house for my daughter, for my kids, and for my family. So maybe you can find a bird nest over there.
Oh, that's so beautiful. So, be careful, you'll be squeaking. Yes, headphones, yeah.
So he became my soul brother from that time.
Okay, I need to wrap these things around because that's not so often happens.
Yes.
You met a gentleman, you felt obvious nice about his soul or something was there special. That's how we meet friends. We don't know why we like somebody, why we don't. Seems like something was there very mutual. And he was like nurturing you, saying you need a place that you call your own. Then I could build something for you that you can bring your talent. And he builds what for you? Marek, what did you build for him?
Well, we build a little stage. We call it amphitheater, but it's called Jaskółka.
Yeah.
My favorite song, the most favorite song.
The most known song, Jaskółka Więzienna.
Amphitheater Jaskółka.
So what's...
100 people theater or more.
More
you
more,
said
more.
Could be even 200.
You can squeeze.
I saw the pictures. It's just a little overwhelming to know that somebody can care so much. And it's also so warm that somebody cares. And I believe that's how we survive over bad moments in life. We just need to find a friend mm-hmm. who will give us hand and just take you, you know, to another side of sadness and say, no, things will work out well for you. I don't know what's happened in 2001 in your life, and if you want to share before or after, we can talk about this, but you found Marek, do you want to say what's happened in 2001?
You know, for me, what is important for me when you concentrate to sing a song for people, and when you sit in that the audience's part of the theater, you on the right you have a view of over 100 miles. So this is what is most important about it.
Wow.
And the voice is going from one tree to another. So not only people enjoy it.
Oh, that's so cool. Mareczko.
Yes.
Why? Why you decided that this man needs special place on your properties, that you welcome him with open arms right now, seems like for last 14, 15 years?
Well, almost 18.
18 years, oh, the
math. We know each other about 18 years. Okay. Yeah, well, his soul is kind of, most of it is like mine. That's why we call each other soulmate. He likes sport, I like sport, he likes music, I love music.
You like cars?
I love cars, cars too.
But you like something else, and it's like new show that we need to, hopefully one day you'll be calling in, or when you will be in LA, you can come to our radio station, and you can talk about your hobby, which is pro hobby. Could you tell a little bit? You are a very unusual human too, then. You both are very unusual humans, but yeah, that's not often happens. You are...
I'm racing pigeons, so...
That's beautiful.
So we switch from racing cars to racing pigeons,
right? They fly races up to 600 yeah. miles.
And this is a sport.
Yeah, this is like a season start off on February and ends up middle of May.
So you have 160 of them?
Yes.
And you have one Yaskuka, one bird that you really keep in your own place, and he's like very important.
Well, he comes every year now for a few weeks, yeah.
Oh, okay, then I can say that shows are happening there. Is he singing a lot there?
I did opening 2 years ago, and then I invited my best friend from Poland, very popular comedian in Poland, Marcin Daniec, last year. And occasionally Mark is inviting some other friends and people and musicians from around.
Mr. Marek, because I just learned a little bit more about you. Like I said, I had no idea that you are coming, and even your name, I couldn't Google, whatever you call this, to learn about guests. But you really care, and your wife, I'm sure, too, about Polish community in America. Yes, and I was little whining and twining that it's so hard for me really to find people who want to do something for our beautiful community. It's not easy in LA. And in a way, I didn't feel the same response. And you are in San Diego, then maybe San Diego is a little bit easier for Polish community. What do you think? Are the right person who really did something for the Polish community. Who are you? What you are doing? You tell me. You tell us.
I thought it was easier in LA,
as
far as I have heard. But yeah, San Diego, you know, we have like maybe 14 or so Polish organizations and clubs.
Okay.
So whatever I created, we called Polonia United.
Beautiful.
Which our goal was to get money and build our Polish culture building.
Did you do it?
No, not yet. We're still thinking about it and we're working on it.
Okay, then that means it's a question of saving money. Yes, raising money.
Raising money, yes.
Raising money. I don't want to say how much you have, how much you need to, but I know it's not easy. But maybe just room. You know, sometimes we just freaking need a room. And let's start from the room. And then maybe we'll build something
bigger. We need more people who can support it.
I love it, what you are saying. And this is the place that we need to play commercial. Because in LA, we have amazing, amazing institution, financial institution who cares. And name of the institution is Polem. And you need to meet the director of this, head of this institution.
That's where we have our account.
Yay! Okay.
How would you like to own a financial institution? The Polam Federal Credit Union is a member-owned financial institution that serves exclusively the Southern California region with offices in Los Angeles and Orange. Like banks, Polam accepts deposits, makes loans, and provides financial services. The credit union is federally insured by the NCUA and is an equal opportunity lender. Unlike banks, Polem is nonprofit, which means better rates and lower fees, as well as great personalized customer service. After all, when you're a member, you're also an owner. We'd love to hear from you. Visit us at polam.org. Polem Federal Credit Union, bringing the charm of Europe to Southern California.
I think we produced a great commercial for Polem. Yeah, sounds really nicely. Okay. Coming back to our big star, and we would love to play another song. Kochać, Tracić. Oh, this is like easy come, easy go. What you can say about this song?
The song before and the song now I recorded with my new band. The name of the band is Imię Godstodziesiczteri, which means his name is 44, which is from 18th century big Polish poet, big drama play, very important for Poland. And the name is Imię Godstodziesiczteri. And I found this name actually, you know, that my first name for the band was Blackout, long, long time ago in the 60s. I had lots of problems to explain the officials why Blackout sounds like American. We don't like that. So I had this problem. Now I decided to name the band in Polish. And especially I was singing a concert in Vilnius, in Latvia, and I was in the cell, in the prison when he was writing this particular drama play. Adam Mickiewicz was writing Dziady, so I took his name, Imię Godstodziesiczteri, his name is 44, because his vision was that that somebody with the name, some messiah, will come and change the world, and his name is 44.
Interesting. Okay.
So another very important thing is about this song. When I came to America, my first band and my first place was in Asbury Park. The band I came to see was East Street Band and The Boss. And still now, Bruce Springsteen is recording in this studio when Adam Abramek, who composed this song, he recorded with American musicians. They send me, you know, with electronics now, they send me the playback to Poland, and I recorded in the studio, and I send it back. So we were working this way. And for both songs, I wrote lyrics. It will be very hard to translate this Stokrocie, because Stokrocie, I don't know how to, it's some kind of idiomatic sound. It's like 100 times.
Yes.
So it's about woman. When you know where the song is
love,
about woman,
yeah.
So it's like 100 times for woman, so this is enough to explain, right?
<That's>, okay, I hope you found Stokrocie in your life. Okay, then would you like to start from Moje Stokrocie, or would you like to play Kochać Tracić?
Kochać Tracić was written also, one of the first song I wrote in America in 76 or 7. This song is also for the with the poetry of very well-known poet in Poland. His name is Leopold Staff. Kochać Tracić, Leopold Staff.
Okay, then let's start Kochać Tracić, and then we'll go up with the mood and we'll say Stokrocie. We'll really go up believing that real love and real life exists, life and love exist in this world, okay? Kochać Tracić.
Krzyczeć tęsknocie precz i błagać prowadź. Oto jest życie nic, a jakże dosyć. Zbiegać za jednym, klejnotem pustynie. Thank you. za perlu od sudu urođe, a žadbi po nas zostali jedinje. Ślady na piasku i kremi na wodzie. Tracić, pragnąć i żałować, padać boleśnie i znów się podnosić, krzyczeć tęsknocie precz i błagać prowadź. Oto jest życie nic, a jakże dosyć biegać za jednym klejnotem pustynie, zbiegać za jednym klejnotem pustynie, iść w końca perłą od cudu urodzie, ażeby po nas zostały jedynie ślady na piasku i kręgi na wodzie. Ślady na piasku i kręgi na wodzie, 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 ślady na piasku i kręgi na wodzie.
I just loved every note till end. It's sounding beautiful, vocals again, great recordings, quality so good, really really beautiful song, beautiful loving, beautiful song.
Loving and losing.
Yes. Okay, then let's now come back to maybe gaining 100 times more, woman.
100 times more. Let's the only secretly I can tell you that it was written for Anya. And my another woman, and I'm in love also, and she's traveling with me right now for 18 times. She's blonde, okay. She's very white. She's got her name is Julka or Julia, okay. Or Julka is like more fancy Polish, and she is 13 years old now, and she is little Shih Tzu, and she's so beautiful.
I can tell you, we have something in common. I have multi Shih Tzu, white, beautiful, 5 years old, Porsche, because I like fast cars. But anyway, that's cool. And you have two women that you love. Yeah, I am so proud of you.
Julka is a very special little doggy, and she's every time when I have interview on television in Poland, she's sitting next to me.
Oh, I wish we have her here, but okay, we had a guest with beautiful dog. Also, our guest, we know each other, Larissa,
yes, and Larissa
Michael,
Michal.
And dog was here. Then we have pictures all over. We love dogs. And sometimes we have people also from zoos, and they're bringing monkey. I have one monkey who just is in love with me, and vice versa. Then, I don't know, it's a very unusual studio when these things happen here.
Yeah.
Stan Boris, moje?
Stokrocie.
Kobieto moja. Moje szczęście, moje zaklęcie, moje cierpienie, moje utrapienie, moje uniesienie. Moja kochanko, moja zgrozo, moja tęsknota. Gdy ciebie brak, chodzę na wspak, śpiewam jak wrona.
cię nima, to w sercu zima, wysycha ślina. Pęska w kompocie, garnki na płocie, moje złocie, moje stokrocie.
Of course, it's hard to fade out a song that we're supposed to listen till end, but we have one more, and it's a just song about somebody being tired. Zmęczony.
Actually, the name of the song is Zmęczony Buszeleństwem. It means I'm tired of the thunderness. But I don't think the end of the song is not. It's not. I'm leading the way to you. All the roads lead me to you. And I think this song is not tired. Okay. This song's got lots of energy in it.
That's great. And we know that we are optimistic that good ending is, because we want in life good endings. Then if I cannot say bye-bye to everybody one more time, then I will say Ilona Europa, Accent On. After this song, we'll say bye-bye. We have Anya.
Anya, my lady.
We have
Marek Brzeszcz.
Żona.
Halina Brzeszcz.
Wife. And Big Star.
Zmęczony do szaleństwem, Stan Borys.
Okay,
thank you, but for being
okay, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Szaleństwem jak statek pijany, już niczego nie pragnę, jedno wielkiej ciszy i kogoś, kto zrozumie mój żal nienazwany, kogoś, kto mą bezsłowną tęsknotę usłyszy. To jasną duszą życie mi przepoi, iżby w spokoju Bożym wychodzą po męce. Kogoś, kto rozszalałe serce uspokoi, kładąc na moje oczy miłosierne ręce. Ciszę do koru, którędy jak ślepiec zwyczajnie przed siebie. I wiem, że zawsze trafię, którą pójdę drogą, bo wszystkie drogi prowadzą do ciebie. Drogi moje prowadzą do siebie. Wszystkie drogi moje prowadzą do ciebie. I ten po szczęście, po ciszę do kogo. Bo wszystkie drogi moje prowadzą do ciebie. Wszystkie drogi moje prowadzą do ciebie. I wiem, że zawsze trafię, którą pójdę drogą. Bo wszystkie drogi moje prowadzą do ciebie. Wszystkie
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.